Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host, I'm Jen Coffin Daffer. Thank you so much for being here today on your Friday evening here, just after 6. Today, the show I had planned, actually, I've got two shows planned. I'm really at a quandary of which one I should do, but I know that people wanted to tune in specifically regarding Annie. So I think I'll stick with that. And tomorrow I'll be traveling, but I'm hoping to do one other show on Derek Colella. I really want to explain the charges. I want to explain what this plea deal means. I want to talk about his sentencing that's scheduled for September. I just want to go over that whole case, but I promised Annie, so I think I should follow through with Annie. So I wanted to touch base on Annie, not because we haven't done a whole show on her, because we've done a whole complete show on Annie Guthrie, everything there is about her, what she does for a living, just everything. But I really wanted to dive into why it persists in social media, mainstream media, why in my polls, why does it persist that Annie is involved with the death of, well, what I believe to likely be the death, but certainly abduction of her mother. And that's even in light of, let me remove that, sorry. That's even in light of this, which just came out, and I cannot express how significant this statement from the FBI is. The reason it is so significant is the FBI very rarely makes statements in ongoing investigations. So that should tell everyone, wow, I need to just stop in my tracks, take a look at this, and understand what I'm really seeing here. And the only other time that I saw in this case that they went and wrote a statement and made a statement was when it came to the lab situation. I don't know if you remember this. It was just after day 80. And essentially what happened was all the items that were maintained in Pima County's lab that they had used for decades, they said, in Florida, they felt, I guess, the lab wasn't making headway. And so they sent everything they had to Quantico. Quantico, of course, is located on a Marine base in Virginia. It is where our laboratory facilities are. It is where the hostage rescue team is out of. It is where CIRG, which is our critical incident response group, they're out of there. It's the academy where everyone in the Bureau trains. That means, for instance, agents go back for 17 to 21 weeks. It depends on a lot of things. It changes all the time, first of all, the curriculum. And then on top of that, it depends. Do you have every holiday like I had? If you did, you're going to go longer because you're off often on those federal holidays. So nevertheless, that is what's there. And if you can just picture these rolling hills and trees, it's absolutely incredible. Every time I go back there, especially when you go there in the early morning, there's this deep foggy mist on the road that meanders to Quantico. If you take a right off of the interstate, you go to the FBI Academy. If you take a left, you go to Marine Base Quantico, which is where the Marines train. And we trained together, meaning we use their facilities, I can tell you that, at different times in different training I've had back at Quantico. Not to digress, but I just wanted to say also there is the Behavioral Analysis Unit, which used to be called the Behavioral Science Unit. Nevertheless, it's the profilers, if you will. And there are so many different offices of the profilers, right? There's profilers that do profiling concerning digital footprints and evidence. And I actually had the person that invented that piece of it on the show. He is absolutely amazing. Probably, boy, he's one of the smartest guys I know. He's an attorney. He was an assistant United States attorney before he became an FBI agent. And then he is really thought of, I think, as probably the foremost expert in digital profiling, you know, profiling what people do online. And anyway, just a little plug for him. Hopefully you can go back and look at that episode. Pretty interesting episode. And he's an amazing guy in person. Nevertheless, I digress again. But I just want to say the importance of this that came through, because other than that lab information that was received by Quantico that I just explained, this huge lab that's right on the campus, if you will, and it's sprawling, it's gigantic, not only the lab, but all the land, it's just huge. And nevertheless, that's where this lab is. And the lab came out and said, because there was a lot of confusion, and they said, listen, this is not new evidence. This is evidence from the beginning of the case. They just wanted to make it clear that there's no new evidence and that they're not getting it, but rather this is something that Pima County and that particular lab in Florida had had since the beginning of the case. Other than that, which was my whole point, sorry for my digression, is this is the only one I have seen on this active case other than the other. This was huge. And to me, they are pissed. They're pissed that Reuters came out and spread what I fully believe to be a falsehood. And that was that all the letters were false. That is not what the FBI believes. They put it here. They think there are many letters. I call them the 12, the TMZ 12, which are the TMZ 12 extortion letters. I think they likely believe are bogus, meaning that the guy sending them doesn't likely know what happened to Nancy, where Nancy's at. I need to do a whole session on that one with just the inconsistencies of what they say in those notes, because it's very interesting, right? One time they say there's multiple people involved. Another time they say most recently there's only two. One time they say it's urgent, then the next time they say it isn't, but it doesn't fall in line chronologically with what we know in terms of the other ransom notes, the belief that she was gone by then, Nancy, which would have been before February 6th. The bottom line is, to me, that's what this is saying. This is our clue, is listen, those notes are likely a bunch of garbage, but we don't know about the other two notes and we're ferreting that out. Remember, they came out very strong. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but they took huge action straight away when those notes came out by having the family, and I still don't think the Bureau would ever do this if they didn't strongly believe these notes were authentic, the first two. Now, could new information have come out that has made the FBI change their mind? That was the only thing that I could understand with what Reuters said and then following up on this. But to me, the bigger thing that came out, and I know we touched on it, again, I'm not going to read it, beat a dead horse, but look at this. This is what they are investigating. Not anything else. This isn't a hate crime, so not, you know, we explored everything, right? Not politically motivated. This isn't a police cooperation. It is. I mean, they're cooperating, of course, with the local police, but this is the statute that they're looking at. It's 18 U.S.C. 1201, otherwise known as the Lindbergh Law. This is what you can't open a case until you understand what statute you're investigating. And they write it out right there for us. So this begs the question, even with the FBI saying this, and actually Pima County saying this very early on, clear back in March, February, all the clues that at least I think many of us saw saying this is the case, why people persistently, and we're just going to talk about Annie, why people persistently believe Annie was involved with abducting her mom. Now, I looked back at some pretty interesting things on X, and this was what was crazy. I found so much is gone. So many people, accounts, X accounts that had pointed at Annie for being responsible, had said horrible things. One of the worst ones I saw, and it's still up there. It's just not on their page. But if you dig and look, you can find it. It's one of the worst ones. And it's where basically saying the reason for her doing this was, quote unquote, from Silence of the Lambs, right? She covets what she sees, you know, meaning, I guess, Savannah. And I was hoping to have this really important clip. I've got a lot of pictures from the clip, but I could not get, this is why it took me a little bit of time today. There were two downloads that I was trying to get done. I don't know why, whether it's my internet, I don't know what's going on, but there were two important clips I really wanted to play tonight. And I'll probably play them another night. Just because I think they're really good and it'll segue into another conversation, I'm sure. But this particular clip, everyone, the one I'm talking about, points the finger directly at Annie and gives a motive, right? That she's jealous of Savannah. Jealous of Savannah. So she's going to abduct the mother and kill her? She had full access to her. Doesn't make really any sense, but that's the ghoulish sort of vibe you got from this particular one. And you can find it. You're never going to find it on that person's page, because once I saw it, I looked to see if they still had it on their page. It's gone. And multiple other people who posted really just pointed horrible things against Annie and Tommaso, they're gone. Now, I think that's good, because maybe they're saying, okay, listen. We can't keep this up. We can't keep this up, you know, in light of things like this. We can't keep saying this is something it's not. But there's a very powerful notion, and it's called confirmation bias. And because at the very beginning of this case, Annie and Tommaso were fingered as being responsible, you know, by multiple accounts. It was everywhere. And like I said, some have taken it off. But there's still people that I was able to find this from clear back in February. You know, I mean, he better take that down. It's probably off his feed. I don't know. No, it's not off his feed, because I just got it today on his feed. But it's amazing how much is still out there. And I realize this is clear back from February, but it's very interesting to me that a huge number of people have taken down all of these nasty posts. I saw something just go by here that nobody has cleared. And this was something I really wanted to focus in on. And Binky, I'm going to get to you because I like your point here. Something I really wanted to focus in on. And that is that people are cleared. People are cleared. And maybe the old way of doing things was to say nobody was cleared back in the day. I'll kind of agree with that. But now in the age of social media and what can happen to these individuals, to Annie, we're going to talk about Annie. What happened to her, and the wrath and horrible things that happened in terms of what they suffered on their social media. They had to scrub their media. They had to scrub their lives. They had to get out of their home. They had to get away because it was really, really bad what happened. And we saw this same thing go on in the Idaho 4 case. I really want to draw your attention to that because Dylan Mortensen, Bethany Funk, the boyfriends, they were all brought up as being subjects. And law enforcement said, listen, we have got to do something here. Pay close attention, Rosemary. We've got to do something here. Because when you have this sort of danger and volatility happening to people who aren't guilty, in other words, who have not been identified as suspects, they don't have any evidence against them. When you have something like that happen, you have to do something to protect them. If, again, you have fully vetted them, we know of at least 3 searches that were at Annie and Tommaso's house. We know of at least 3 what we call canvases that were at Annie and Tommaso's house. We know their car was taken until at least, I have the date down, I think right around March 6th. Because I called on March 3rd and asked, and they said it's going to be released. So March 3rd was my call. It was released not long after that. Again, because this is a public case, I'm going to talk about it. Please look at the Brian Koberger case. In the Brian Koberger case, they still have his car. They still have his car, what's left of it. The Bureau, in my experience, 25 years in the FBI, we did not release things when we knew they contained or were used in a significant type of murder.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You don't get rid of the evidence. That's the Bureau's way. You take their car and you don't go through it and then just give it back. You don't do that until everything's been adjudicated. Their car has been given back. When you look at polygraphs, I guarantee you, sitting here as an FBI agent who has worked multiple missing cases, I promise you, they were polygraphed and they passed. As far as their electronics, ICAC ran in. ICAC went in there. And they downloaded everything because this is their inner circle. This was Nancy's caregivers. They had full access to her. And they needed to know, is Annie responsible? Could Annie have done this? They would have looked at everything. Every single piece of evidence. The vehicle evidence. They tore that vehicle apart. They would have looked at the cell phone evidence, the tracking information, things erased, things, pictures, photos, anything and everything historically to see what kind of relationship this was. And they came up with nothing. Look, I'm not trying to convince anyone here. I'm trying to lay out facts, how these cases work from behind the curtain, because many of you haven't been behind that curtain. And I just want to make it crystal clear how this works. It's not to say that new information can't come up that leads you in a direction you never thought you would go. But I'm telling you, when they put out that statement, meaning law enforcement by Pima County, supported, I guarantee you, by the FBI, that the family was cleared, it's because they had looked at all the information, the digital trail, the vehicle trail, their polygraphs. He interviewed everybody, interviewed people in their circle, and there was no leakage of an issue. I really also want to say that sadly, you know, Annie Guthrie, it's a huge majority of people that still believe she's somehow involved. Listen, I'm not shocked if it's a, quote, inside job. It's just not inside their house. I'm not, believe me, I think it's very possible, and I've talked all about this, that somebody that is in the circle of Savannah or Nancy, that they came upon this opportunity through that sort of a nexus. I believe that could be possible. But remember, they sure didn't know him well enough to know that she was this ill. So whoever it was far enough away, they didn't know. But I just don't want people to believe that we don't clear, per se. Back in the day, and I saw something else come up here, which was so odd. It said Jennifer used to work for people who were fired. Well, I retired in 2016, so Comey ended up getting fired after that, yes. But I came from the old regime. You know, I definitely didn't come from Comey's machine. Don't get me wrong. I actually, from a personal standpoint, think the world of Mr. Comey personally and his wife. You know, I was on his protective detail, traveling with him at his home, spending the night. Of course, I had a personal relationship with he and his wife, and I liked them. But that does not mean I agreed with the personal policies, not the personal policies, with the policies. The policies. So I just wanted to bring this up to you all, just to say that the Bureau was and is at the street level amazing. You're not going to find corruption at the lower levels. That's just my opinion. So I just want to make it clear, when I talk from a place of how the Bureau works. I didn't hear that, Dolly. If you have that, I'm happy to look at that. Dolly is saying, listen, the FBI said no one is cleared. Well, Nanos put that out there, and Nanos isn't going to do that without their support. That's my belief, based on being on task forces for 15 years. All right. I want to check out just a couple of questions here. We don't even know what we know, don't know at this point. It's so true, Mike. There is so much, and I've said 90-10, and that's probably about right. 90% of what is known in this case is known by authorities and not known by us. Yeah, Lori, I truly believe I worked in the Bureau for my 25 years when it was what you guys are thinking of the Bureau was. And since then, a lot has changed. But nevertheless, that's the place I come from. That's how I was brought up in the Bureau and, you know, where I share my knowledge from. And I agree, there's a lot we don't know. I saw another blue go by. Forgive me. Click, 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 click. I almost think that's part of our the uniqueness of our channel. going to get rid of it. Whenever I breathe, whenever I have a point of being able to kind of get everything caught up. And by the way, just to let you know, the end of the month, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, but I'm going to be podcasting from the other side of the world. I'll leave it at that. Each day is going to be, for the most part, a different city. And that's in celebration of 30 years of marriage. And for anybody to be married to me for 30 years is really something, because it's a lot. I'm not going to lie. I am literally married to somebody that is so kind and the wind beneath my wings. All right, let's move on here. All right, something larger going on besides the abduction. You know, Mike, I see that a lot. And Binky, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going off to a wedding tomorrow for Tony Bruschi, for those of you who watch, which is Hidden Killers. His podcast side, he's just started YouTube. And I think he has a huge audience and everything. I don't know how many subscribers he has, but it's, I think, way more than me. But his podcasting he's been doing, I guess, for maybe 10 years. And I tell you what, he's got a huge following in the podcast world. And he's, you know, I love that he has Robin Dreek on there. Robin will be at the wedding. So it'll be fun. I'm also going to meet, and I'm sorry to digress. Everybody, just tell me in chat if, hey, listen, let's get back to Annie. Because I do want to talk about Annie. I don't want to regurgitate a lot, but I was just trying to ask myself, why are people still on Annie? So did a big media scrub. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing Tony. And I'll tell you what, who is going to be there. That is going to be very interesting for me. It's a person that I only know as Defense Diaries. I'm assuming he's going to be there because I know he's a contributor for Tony. And yes, Robin Dreek, by the way, is amazing. But Defense Diaries, I basically, there's almost nothing I agree with him about. Almost nothing. It's kind of going to be kind of interesting there. We'll probably get along famously, but I don't know. We've had a lot of disagreements over the years. Somebody just came on and asked, do I ever talk about anything besides Annie? I mean, besides Nancy Guthrie. I do. I have a lot of different shows and cases I follow right now, obviously most closely following Nancy. Second, I follow right now is Luigi Mangione. And in fact, for the first time, I am planning on going to Luigi's trial. I can't make a huge promise because I want to be in the gallery texting and coming through and really providing. And I've told myself I got to be very careful. To me, if I do that, the trial reporting, I'm literally going to try to straight report just so individuals can look and say, this is what was said and make their own conclusions. At night, I want to have a show on through the FBI lens, what I think of the evidence, but I just want to have some place for you all to go to say, okay, these are just the facts. So-and-so was on the stand and this is what they said. So-and-so, not with commentary, just this is what they said. And that's what I'm really planning on doing. I'm hoping for Luigi Mangione. Oh, thank you, Binky. You know, Binky is, I tell you what I like about Binky, and I see Binky a lot on X. Listen, there's a lot to go over in this case, and I just appreciate that you are willing to take it all in. You might not even agree with me or my stance, but you just always are asking questions and wanting to get to the truth. And I really, really just love that. And that's the type of environment, that's the type of chat. That's what we want to build, in my opinion. That's the platform, both on X and here, that we want. For those of you who had a chance, I hope you watch Mac McCollum and I. Just go to the very end, the last 2 minutes. And I'm going to imitate her right now. She's like, I want to do this right. You know, honey, I know we may not agree, but terrible at voices, but, and she just said, but you and I could sit down and we would get to the bottom of this. And I want to work a case with you. And, you know, it's just so funny because that's how we should all be. We should never get angry at each other because we disagree. In fact, we both need to be questioning, are we wrong? Am I wrong? She's probably questioning herself. Is she wrong? Right? So we're both kind of, and that's, you know, when I keep looking at Annie and her husband, I keep saying, what am I missing? Because to see thousands and thousands think that Annie is involved with this horrible crime against her mom, I'm like, what am I missing? So I spent a good solid hour looking at everything I could get my hands on. And literally, this is some of the stuff. And by the way, Mac doesn't think the family's involved either. Most people who are in law enforcement who have a solid law enforcement background, they do not believe this family is involved. And I think the number one reason is because they realize if it were Annie and Tommaso, this case would have been done. They had all the evidence right in their grasp. If it would have been them, would have been pretty easy, you know? This is one of the other things I saw that, you know, I'm just going to put it up. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's super, super short. Here we go.
On behalf of our family, we want to thank all of you for the prayers for our beloved mom, Nancy. We feel them, and we continue to believe that she feels them too.
Okay. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So from here at the beginning, right there, there's a slight for literally an instant. I don't know what that expression is, but just because you make that expression does not mean you are guilty of doing this to your mom. Think about all the evidence law enforcement has. Do you really think they're going to look at a slight, I guess, smirk, whatever you want to call that, out of all the footage they have, and then judging her when she's lost her mother? All of us have mothers, for those of you who are close. It's just too bad that this is the sort of evidence. That's why I said, I mean, I'm literally looking for evidence. Show me something. There is absolutely nothing. When we are talking about all those search warrants that they did, or not warrants, I'm sorry, searches, they weren't by warrants, they were consent searches. Which once I heard that was another thing that was very important, because in other words, law enforcement didn't have probable cause to search. So they had to rely on getting the agreement of Tommaso and Annie to search. And that always tells me something when people definitely want to search. Now, I see something going by, and I just want to talk about this a little bit. Actually, Gary reached out to me today. I just love Gary. I love Gary Picado. And look, we go way back. When I say way back, probably 2 years. And he is somebody I admire so much. We've intersected personally, obviously through the true crime community. I think so much of him. And we disagree on this. And he just laughs. He says, why, you know, I'm disappointed that people are, you know, getting upset or whatever. And I said, I know. It's silly. And we disagree. He is coming from the place of somebody that studies killers, right? He has looked at every mass murder, which is way different than kidnapping, every mass murder that has ever taken place in the world. That is his sort of claim to fame with others and well-published and everything. He's amazing. And we disagree. He thinks that this was somehow staged and, you know, I just don't. I'm an Occam's razor girl. I very much believe that what we see, the clues, the brick and mortar clues that have been left us, is what happened. You know, the brick and mortar clues, and that shows an abduction. Not to mention, everybody always wants to hear from the FBI, and then when they do, they ignore it. Continue to be investigated as a kidnapping for ransom, not as a hoax, not as a murder, and at least not initially, right? Believe me, I think she's passed. But nevertheless, you know, it's right there in black and white from the Bureau. You know what I thought she was smiling about, if you will?
And I continue to believe that she feels them too.
I think, you know what, I was wondering if she was ever having a thought as she's thinking about her mom at this horrible time, if she's thinking about a thought that gave her a lot of pleasure to think about concerning her mom. That's what I thought. You know, kind of that moment of thinking a positive thought. And then, of course, it all became very serious. It was funny. Last night I was on Cuomo talking about that horrendous case, the 16 children, if you don't know about it, the 16 children that were found in a 12 by 12 room in a basement in squalor, feces with flies all over them. Wow. Just laying on top of each other. Many could not even speak. Many of them were described as feral, you know, like a wild cat. So I think when I think of feral, a human that is wild. And anyway, I was on there, and when they introduced me, you know, I smiled. I started doing that because I realized I was always never smiling. I was just always so straight-faced and kind of like I was mad or angry. And so now, usually when I'm introduced, I try to at least smile. If I remember, I try to read. I try to smile. And but then, of course, once we start talking about this, there's nothing to smile about. And one of my friends pointed out, because she happened to see it, she said, you know what? You smiled at the beginning of the segment. And she said, then you quickly stopped smiling. But I was thinking about that when I saw this clip of how, you know, judged we are. Not because of how we believe in a situation. I mean, I think we can't totally see her through her glasses, but to me, no makeup on, her bags are under her eyes. She's got black around her eyes or dark places. She looks absolutely worn out. Absolutely worn out. And so when I see this, that's what I see with her. You know, I just hate that she's judged for a half a second of her time. And like I said, I was happy to see that so many people have taken down all these horrible posts, but they're still kind of out there floating around. They don't want to be associated with them. And I mentioned this before. I think it's very possible that people will get sued over this case when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done. Mark my words on this. I said it in Koberger. It happened in Koberger. You just cannot make, and I'm telling you, some of these, a million views on one of them. I'm thinking about where they put together this whole scenario, even though it's fake, about how they're involved. And there's so many of them. And then people just click on that and see it, and they actually think it's real. Not like you all. You all are trying to get to the truth. You're not just chasing entertainment. You're trying to see everything from both ways. I saw something come up over here in chat. I'm always kind of like have a side eye on it. Oh yeah, I got to mention that. Yeah, that he looks so guilty. You know, again, and I've put these pictures up. You should see what they've done to Tommaso's pictures. They ruined what he really looks like. They've embellished them. They've made him look so evil with these dark crevices and everything. He looks like a monster. But I always like to post, and maybe I have it here. Let me just, I don't know if I have it. Anyway, I love to post where he's cooking and what he's doing with the kids that he teaches. And you can see this really light, very cool side of him. And it's kind of neat, but that isn't what's been painted. And it's really sad. So anyway, there's that. But my point of the show tonight is, why, in light of evidence, lack of evidence, the Bureau finally coming out and saying something, finally, this is what we were all waiting for, that people still can't get rid of their confirmation bias. And that is when the first time you hear something about somebody's guilt, you just can't let it go. And then when you're inundated with it, message after message, and you're told to see Annie as guilty over and over and over again, and you're told
on behalf of our
like that she thought this whole thing was
on behalf of our family,
eighth of a second of her time, when you're not able to look at Annie the way Savannah looks at Annie. And I have this great clip. I just, like I said, I couldn't get it up to show you a snippet, I think, of their relationship. You guys, if you have any evidence, send it to me, DM me, go into a string where we're talking about something and let me know. I'll look at it. I don't see everything on Twitter because there's so much there, but I do try to look at it and, you know, all of that. So there was another question up here. Yeah, we went through, I did a whole segment on this. And again, Beaky, can't thank you enough for becoming a member. We have this really cool thing we're doing on August 1st, because at the beginning of the case, I said I think we would have some major movement by August 1st. And I'm probably going to miss that. But nevertheless, I'm going to send out some FBI stuff that I have. And if you're a $3.99 or above member, your name will go in a hat. We're going to randomly choose it. We're going to get your address. And I'm going to send you a little package. And it's strictly to say thank you. You know, how much I appreciate you that are members. We'll probably do that once a year, I'm thinking. Let's see. I wanted to see what else. Yeah, it's so sad, OD. Can you imagine? And I looked on, I did a whole segment just on Tommaso too. Everything you could want to know about Tommaso Cioni. And in that segment, looking at his kids and how close he seemed to be with his kids, putting up some of the comments, you know, who their favorite teacher was, and some it's Tommaso Cioni and why, and you just get a whole nother side of him that, and it's sad, but I did notice, and I put this up, cause it's been quite a while ago, that he is off the list of employees. And my guess is, and I think they're gone. I don't know for sure, but that he's taken some sort of leave of absence. It is the summer, because of just all the hate the school is getting and everything. It's really sad because once the genie's out of the bottle, it's hard to get it back in, and you're always going to be viewed in such a horrible, horrible way. Let me just look through and grab a couple of more. Yeah, great question, Inspired Michelle. Where is that rootless hair DNA? This is my belief. Everything went to Quantico. But Quantico, the hair lab, is in California. That's where if you have a rootless hair, they are the lab. And it's because they cannot get to the DNA except for going through the 23andMe, actually they won't contribute anymore, but there are a lot of other sites. And I would ask this of you, and I had the most amazing guest on. Oh, you guys have to go back and listen to the session with him. He's a genetic genealogist. He's also an attorney. He's amazing. He does a lot of work for the Innocence Project. He's just amazing. And he, or did, now he just runs genetic genealogy. And he said, please, everyone, please go do the your ancestry through. And he gave two of the different locations to do it, because everyone who contributes, and it's a small number that are in these law enforcement friendly avenues, because the other ones, the 23andMe and the Ancestry.com, they no longer make it. They're not law enforcement friendly. It's very extremely difficult to do the comparisons, but they still have apparently kind of what they need derivatively, but it's going to take a long time. So that hair is back in California, and they're working on that, the genetic genealogy piece. And again, don't get your hopes up too much, because genetic genealogy may or may not get to a contributor. And what's worse is hair is so transient. That could be the hair of a grocery person. That could be the hair of an Amazon person, that it was on a package, then it got dropped off. All we know is it does not belong to anyone that should have been in that house. In other words, the Guthries or staff, it doesn't belong. And that's why they're finding it interesting. I did a whole section. Thank you, Holly Locks, for remembering this. I did this whole section on rumors, telling truth from rumors. Please go back and check out that one, because I went through each one and I found the origination. How did this rumor even get started? So I hope you go back and take a look. Yeah, it's true. I mean, there are some channels that this is how they make a living. Can you imagine if your whole, whether you can pay the rent or not, depends on how many clicks and views you get? I can't imagine that. I really can't. It must be so fatiguing. I think it explains why some of these channels go in the direction they go. They follow the hype. They follow instead of following truth and facts, they go for drama. You know, I think YouTube and true crime has taken the place of the guiding light and All My Children and all those other shows. It literally becomes a soap opera. Unfortunately, it's actually really people's lives. It's really their lives. But those channels are going to continue to do that. they're going to continue to do that. It's their livelihood. They make great money at it. I mean, some of those streamers that were out there, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. It's tens of thousands a week. I know one person had 100,000 viewers on their live stream. I saw one time. I love it when we have a couple of thousand. I know we didn't quite get there today, but it just makes my day because I love to see what y'all are saying to each other. And you guys just have such great comments. But I can't even imagine people doing that kind of a volume. That's 10 times as much. I mean, it's amazing. So they're very good at it. And I don't want to take anything away from somebody making a living. I just want to say that money is a huge reason for some of the channels that post things that aren't true. And I know you know this. I don't really need to go into that too much. Everyone, yes, keep your mind open. Remember what the FBI says. Everybody wanted to hear from them. And they spoke. So for anybody following another possibility in this case, I think, for instance, if I saw this and it said just kidnapping. If I saw that, I would have to change my whole view. I would say, oh, okay, it's an abduction, a kidnapping, but they don't think it was for money. They think it's for money. Money was the motive. So anyway, everyone, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate seeing y'all on this Friday night. And until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all the missing.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.